So in the first two sections, I've tried to lay out the big picture of what the vision that myself and the deacons want to present to the church is. A vision of fruitful communities, a church of small groups. And in the second section, I tried to develop that in two specific ways to lay a foundation for why I think this vision will mean that we need to rethink, reimagine the ways that we meet together, primarily thinking about Sundays on a week-by-week basis. And then secondly, how we are called to do to think about fresh expressions of mission and fresh expressions of outreach, how we may do that in today's context, in today's culture, which is quite different from the culture of a decade ago and also, you know, two and three decades ago. What I want to do in this section is just reflect a little bit on what kind of meetings we may think about as a church. Some of these will be church-focused. In other words, they'll be focused inwards. They'll be focused on the body of Christ, building the body of Christ, equipping the body of Christ, encouraging, exhortation, and so on and so forth. But some, I'm going to suggest, of our gatherings may be more focused on helping us reach those on the fringe of church, our friends, our neighbours, others in our community who are interested in church, interested in the things of God, interested in Jesus, but won't ever come to us on a Sunday morning, or may even not come to some of the events that we lovingly and caringly put on. What I want to do now is just focus on what some of these meetings, these new way of meetings, will be, what they could look like. And you may have other ideas, and I welcome your contribution. But as I thought about it, I had a flip chart in front of me and I just wrote down my ideas, and I basically came to four kinds of gatherings. The first I called celebrations, and I have in mind the broadly similar to what we currently do on a Sunday morning. Celebrations are for the body of Christ. They're when we're gathered. They're there to build up the body of Christ. They include times of praise and worship and intercession and Bible teaching. They're designed to be inspirational and to encourage us individually and collectively in our walk with Jesus and in our witness to Jesus. So that's one aspect of gatherings as we want to, as we might think about for the future. Celebrations, what I call celebrations. Another thing, maybe all ages. We've done some really good all age services, and I think and everybody has benefited from them and enjoyed them. They tend to be a bit shorter and a bit more pithy. And these are, again, when we come together, we're gathered together. But on these occasions, they're also designed perhaps to be a bit more accessible to those people that have children, perhaps, but don't necessarily come to church, or even older people who haven't got children around them anymore, but nevertheless will enjoy that slightly shorter, more pithy engagement, fun, light, and so on. It's still meaningful, but a little bit more perhaps open to people who are not used to going to church. So I call that all ages. It doesn't necessarily have to be a full-blown all-age service, but that's a sort of a title that I came up with. So we got celebrations and all ages. And then one of the exciting things I think we should explore and develop, one of the things that I would like to see developed in the life of our church, are what I call house meetings. You remember in the book of Acts, just after Pentecost, We read that they met together in each other's homes with glad and sincere hearts. They ate together and worshipped together and prayed together and had community life together and celebrated Jesus and encouraged each other. And these were meetings in homes. They were small meetings. And I'd love us to explore. I feel really quite called to develop this in our church. Some weeks we may not meet at the church all together, but we will meet around the community in homes. We could call them house meetings. I'm not talking about the existing house group structure that we have. This is on Sunday mornings where we meet in each other's homes. And again, it's about the body of Christ. It's about building the body, about encouraging. It's about studying God's word together. We call them learning communities. So it's like a round table discussion. And we can not just sit and listen to somebody talking about the Bible, but we engage with it ourselves, and we share about how the Bible impacts our own lives. And one of the main things about this, one of the main benefits of this, is what the focus is on application. What does God's word say to me, and how does it impact my life, and how is it going to change, and what have I got to do in order to apply God's word to my life? One of the things that I fear we have rather neglected is the application of God's word. And you'll know as well as I do that the Bible says that we're to be doers of God's word and not just hearers. And we have mastered the art of hearing good sermons and preparing great sermons and inspirational teaching. And that's all good and wonderful. But I do question how effective that is in terms of helping me live my daily life. How helpful is that in terms of helping me apply God's word, to do God's word, Monday to Saturday, as it were. So these are house meetings. They're dispersed around the community for building up the body of Christ. They're about the church, but they have other benefits. And then lastly, what I want to call small missional communities. I want to develop SMCs, small missional communities. This isn't a new idea. In fact, it was pioneered by a church very close to us, St. Andrew's Chorley Wood, under the ministry of Mark Stibbe. And it was a large church, but they dispersed most weeks into their communities around the church. And they were tasked with, as well as discipling Christians, reaching new people for Christ. And I feel really called to develop this in Seer Green. We're only a small church, but we can do this. We can. We're diverse enough to develop 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 small missional communities. And I think we've begun to do this with the Graft, a small missional community that will meet perhaps once a month, dispersed into the community with a view to not building the body of Christ on this occasion, but reaching new people, people that we know, people that we can share life with. And some of the churches that are already doing this have developed some really interesting things. Some churches have a walking group. They go out for a walk on a Sunday morning, and partway through the walk, they open God's word and they share God's word, or they share a testimony with everybody who's there, many of whom wouldn't come into church on a Sunday morning. Some churches do mountain biking. I don't know if there's anyone in Seer Green Baptist Church that loves mountain biking and would love to develop a small group of church people and non-church people to go mountain biking. Other churches are doing things like litter picking or other social action, gardening for older people or disabled people, and just caring for their garden and sharing a bit of life with them. Others prepare community lunch. In some places, they cook for the homeless, and they have and that's their service. In other places, they do things like pastoral visiting on a Sunday morning, visiting people who are shut in or isolated. So it's about the church leaving the building. It's about the church getting out into the community. A lot of what the Graft that we've established recently is doing is this sort of thing. And there's lots of things that the Graft core group are keen to consider and develop, things like Forest Church or Messy Church. And it's not about me or us as leaders prescribing what these groups are, what they should be, but it's a question back to you folks of saying, what's in your hand? What are the things that God has placed in your hand? What are your passions? What are your loves? What difference does God make in that? And it's about using that. What's in your hand? It's about using your imagination, the things that you enjoy, the things that you're engaged with, the things that you're already doing, to use those things and to help to allow God to use those things to reach new people, to reach other people in the community, to reach your friends, your neighbours. They won't come to church on a Sunday morning, but they may come out for a walk with you. They may come bird watching with you. They may do this, that, or anything else. Or you may like to spend some time with a friend who doesn't believe a coffee and just tell them that you're not going to church this morning, but you're wanting to spend some time with them and have a deeper conversation that you may be able to. The list is endless. The possibilities are endless. And I find this really, really exciting. So that's another way that we might use our Sunday morning structure. Now, if I was to put all this together and think, well, what could this look like? What would this actually look like on a month-by-month basis? It could be, for instance, that on week one of a month, we have a celebration together. We all gather together at the church and we do our thing, and we have some good worship and praise and some good teaching and some good fellowship and possibly a meal afterwards. Who knows? But we could have that on week one, where we're all gathered together. Week two, we might want to be dispersed. We might want to go and meet in small house groups around the place. And instead of having another sermon and filling our minds with wonderful things and great knowledge, actually, my suggestion would be that we, in small groups, we wrestle again with what was preached the previous week, and we ask ourselves the question, how does this apply to my life? How does this change my life? What does this offer me? What does this demand from me? So it's a much more roundtable engagement with God's word, but it's out there, it's out in the community, in our homes. There could be a meeting at the church, but the idea is that we're dispersed. And perhaps so on the first week, we're gathered in celebration. Second week, possibly we're dispersed in small groups. Third week, we could come back together again. We're gathered again, perhaps in an all-age setting. And it may be an all-age service just for church people, or it may be an all-age service to which we can invite our friends or neighbours. The options are various and many. And then perhaps in week four, we might disperse again into these small missional communities where we're focusing on sharing our life, the things that God has done in our lives with those around us in the way that I've described. So that's potentially, I'm not saying it should be this way, but I'm just dreaming the dream and thinking, well, it could look like this. Gathering together one week, disperse the next week, but studying God's word. Gather together the third week in celebration and then disperse the following week, just sharing our faith and our love and all those sorts of things with other people. So there you are. I'll leave it there for this section. We're creating a church of small groups, and those small groups, those small gatherings will have a focus on teaching and building up the body of Christ. Sometimes we'll be gathered together, sometimes we'll be dispersed, and sometimes we'll be using what we have to touch other people's lives out in the community, people who would not otherwise darken the doors of the church. So much to think about there. In the next section, I'm going to talk about a new structure of leadership, but I'll come on to that in due course. I'll leave it there. Plenty to think about, plenty to pray about, plenty to discuss. You may find that exciting, you may find that troubling, but pray, seek God. What's God saying to us in this context, in our context, in this day and age? God bless you.